Good morning, and on this wet morning, welcome to our youth celebration. Here are the notices for next week. Wednesday the 1st of May, home group Bible study will be at 7:30 at Neil and Avril's. On Friday the 3rd, it will be the church cafe at 10 a.m. in the church hall and the craft group at 10 a.m. in the Jubilee. And next Sunday, it will be Sunday morning service with communion with Tony and Owenna Finch, and the worship warriors will meet at 11 a.m. And I will hand over to Bianca.
Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see all your lovely faces smiling back at me right now. So as Joyce has already said, I'd like to welcome you to this morning's youth celebration service. Obviously, as most of us are aware, we've struggled over the last few weeks and months with, let's say, a lack of young people and children, but when they're here, all the more reason for us to celebrate. So we still decided that it was important this year to have a youth celebration regardless, because we have had young children here and we have had young people here over the past year. So we've still decided to have one this year and celebrate anyway, because as Helen said to us this morning, we are all God's children, so welcome. This year's service is going to be based upon two lesson plans that we made and have given to the young children, but they're all still just as relevant to us. So thank you for joining us this morning as we will have a look at how special we all are to God and the gifts that we have and how we can use them. So if you'd like to join me first by praying. Lord, I just want to thank you for the people and the congregation that are present this morning. Lord, may you just bless them here this morning, Lord, as they listen to your message. I really pray and hope that they'll feel touched and that they'll take something away from this morning's service. We know it hasn't been easy, Lord, but we pray for the young people and the children that are out there in the community that may or may not be part of a church, Lord. But we just pray that somehow they know your love and they know that they are special to you, Lord, and that they just feel your presence in their life wherever they are and whatever they're doing, Lord. And we pray for those who may not be able to make it this morning for whatever reason, whether it be ill health or just that they're struggling this morning, Lord. May you just particularly bless them this morning with your love and let them know that they are loved no matter what, and they are welcome anytime, whenever they are free, Lord. And we just ask for your healing upon those who may be ill or struggling at the moment, Lord, that you'll just fill their hearts with your Holy Spirit and bless them this morning. Amen. And I would like to ask you all to join with us as we sing our first hymn, Blessed Be Your Name. Is it the number? And the number in the hymn books is 1193, but the words will also be up on the PowerPoint.
It's always dangerous when I come up here, isn't it? And I say, it's time for a quiz. You'll notice there's no pens and papers, but it's fine today. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want to see if any of you can answer them. Okay. So this is something you don't really ask a lady. So where's the lady? Anyway, when's my birthday? Anyone know? My birthday. What did he say? Oh, day I was born. Yeah, day I was born. Yeah, when's my birthday? Helen, do you... No. December, no. No. So nobody knows. Shall I tell you? Okay, I'll tell you. It's October the 24th. Okay. How old am I? Be careful. How old am I? 21. Oh, yeah. I wish. Okay, 21. A lot longer than Helen, so that, again, be careful. Okay, so nobody knows. Okay, I'm 57. Okay, so what? No. Okay, so what is Bianca's middle name? Does anybody know? give you a clue? Okay, it starts with a C. I've got a Charlotte over here. Sorry? Carol? Claire? No, no, afraid not. Okay. Sorry, what was that? Courtney? No, not Courtney. Well, actually, I only know because of the wedding. Anyway, so yeah. So I'll tell you what it is. It's Carlotta. What a lovely name. Lovely name. Okay. This is easier. Less choice. You know, I feel like saying put your hand up because I like all these voices. I can't hear you. But anyway, put your hand up, I think. So, okay. So what is my favourite colour? Blue, pink, red. Red. Red is my favourite colour. Okay, but there's a limited choice there, isn't there? But red. Red is my favourite colour. Okay. This is harder. Can anybody tell me what I had for breakfast today? No. No. Muesli, no. He's done it again. Okay, Tony. So, just Weetabix. So, but, okay, supplementary question, as they do on University Challenge. I had Weetabix, but how many did I have? I had three, I did. Have you got a camera into my kitchen? Okay, okay. Right, okay. Does Bianca prefer sweets or chocolate? Again, you're not allowed to answer. Sweets or chocolate? Okay, so there's a bit of discussion here. Well, it is chocolate, but there's only two answers there. So, you know, it's a 50-50 chance. So, yeah, Charlotte prefers chocolate. So, you know, next time, need to be... Oh, sorry, Charlotte. Charlotte, Carlotta. You know to buy Bianca chocolates. And now I'm going to pass over to Bianca.
I don't have a particular favourite. Galaxy, Dairy Milk, whatever's out there, take your pick. Okay, so we answered some questions. Oh, I'll go back a minute. So Joyce just asked you some questions there. You may or may not have been able to answer them. Some were easy, some were hard. We deliberately tried to make them difficult. Apologies. But we don't know those questions. You might not have been able to answer those questions, but you might have been able to answer them in relation to yourselves. I mean, you all know what your favourite colours are. What I hope you all know your names. You know what your favourite drink or your favourite food item is, etc. But can you answer those questions about other people? I mean, there are also things that you might not know about yourselves, or might not be sure about. For example, do you know how many skin cells you have in your body? Anybody got any idea? I don't actually have the answer in front of me, just thought I'd ask the question. There is a lot, I can say that. I didn't Google it, so I'm sorry. How about the hairs on your head? I knew someone was going to come out with that answer if I asked that question. But those that do... Well, we might not know the answers to those questions, but there is someone who knows those answers, and that is God. He is the one who made us and gave us all those special features that make us new. That includes things like fingerprints. No two people have the same fingerprints. Even identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. Some are swirly, some are loopy, some are round and boxed, or maybe even wavy, but they're all unique to the individuals who have them. And we don't always know what's going to happen in maybe 5 to 10 or 15 years. What other things? Birthmarks, freckles. Oh, and our talents, which we'll get onto in a moment. Okay. We don't always know what will happen to us in 5, maybe 10 or 15 years' time. However, there is one thing that we can be sure about, and that is that God has a plan for us. And in the book of Psalms, we can read about how God made us and knows us and is always there for us and is always with us.
And we're going to read our Bible verse in just a moment. But we are going to sing our next song, which we had put in more for the young children, but we're going to sing it anyway. I think we've done it before. Joyce, I'm looking at you. So you might have seen the video before. But the song is called Wonderfully Made. And just follow along to the video on the PowerPoint with us.
The Bible reading today is taken from Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, where I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Amen.
Okay, hoping this works. Yes. You should see some images now up on the slide. Can anybody tell me specifically what these images are of? They are all babies. There's a mix of, we've got animals and we've got human babies up there. But yes, they are. They're all babies. They're all sonograms, pictures of babies in the mother's womb. And in verse 13 of that psalm we just read, it says that God formed us while we were still in our mother's wombs. Now, a baby in its mother's womb, it hasn't kicked, it hasn't made a painting, it hasn't done anything, taken a breath yet, but God has formed it and has a plan and a purpose for it. In the same way, God formed each of us and has a plan for us, for all of us, from the beginning. Psalm 139 reminds us that God's works are wonderful. He made the sun, he made the moon, he made the stars. He made everything on earth. He also made you and he made me. And with just as much care and creativity that he put into the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything on earth. God knows us better than we ever could know ourselves. There is nowhere that we can go that we can be away, that we will be away from him, as he is always with us and always will be. Knowing that can give us comfort and it can give us peace. knowing that the maker of the universe, who made you and me, and loves us all, has granted us special gifts and has a plan for us. So I just want you to think about that now as we take up our offering. And we will be singing our next song as the offering is taking place.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for making us and caring for us. You understand us and know us better than we can imagine. Help us to trust you and give thanks for your presence. Thank you for your love. May you bless these gifts and offerings today and grant us the strength to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I've been shopping. Tesco's, every little helps, as they say. Okay, so I should know, my husband works there, but anyway, there we go. I need some help. I need some help unpacking my bag. So I've been shopping, and I'm going to make something. Have we got any willing volunteers? Nathan, would you like to help me? Right, okay, so we usually say, what's in my shopping bag today? So, what have we got today, Nathan? Can you show everybody? Take them up, hold them up. What have we got? Make a note, what's there? Butter. Okay, so we'll put that here so everyone can see.
A lemon.
Okay, thank you.
Castor sugar.
Oh, sorry.
Castor sugar. Self-raising flour.
You've got a projecting voice, so you're all right. Self-raising flour.
And then 10 British eggs.
Okay. Thank you, Nathan. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. So you can go and sit down now. I'm not going to ask you to make anything. Thank you very much. Sorry, you wouldn't... Oh. Okay, so I've got all those things in my shopping bag. What do you think I might be planning to make? Oh, they're good, aren't they, Bianca? They're very good. You're very good. And Helen does make a good lemon drizzle cake. I think we can all say that. Even my husband said that Helen makes a good lemon drizzle cake. That's right. But I need to make sure that I've got all of those ingredients to make that cake. I don't think I'd be very successful to make it without any flour. Each one of these contributes to the making of that cake in its own special way. And Bianca's going to tell us about the special gifts that we might have.
Yeah, so just like the ingredients here for the lemon drizzle cake, did you know that God uses us in the same way as we use the ingredients to make the cake? He uses us in the same way in the church. God has given us each special gifts and abilities and talents that he presents to us as his people. I mean, do we have teachers? Anybody a teacher here? No? Or was a teacher? I mean, I work in a school. I'm not a teacher, but I do work in a school. Oh, we have a teacher, yep. So we've got people who are good at teaching others. Some people might be good at musical talents, perhaps, or speaking out in front of other people, communicating well. We all know Dave's very talented at the piano, and we have James on the organ. We used to have the choir, so we've got some amazing talents and abilities in amongst us. You might be good at arts and crafts, maybe crocheting or knitting, or maybe it's cooking. Anyone think they're particularly good at cooking? Yeah? I mean, even if we have a go, it doesn't matter, does it? And again, like theatre, dance, drama, acting, all of these, you know, you may be able to think of something. I might not have mentioned it, but we've all got something that we think we're good at, or we might know that other people are good at. Or maybe you're still discovering what your special talent or your gift is. You might not know yet. That's okay, as it's always a wonderful thing to learn. What's important is that we find ways in which we can use our gifts. I mean, it would just be a shame to keep those gifts to ourselves and not let other people, and not share them with other people. And God gives us the talents to be used in important things. We can give our lives back to the Lord, and we can work to help each other. So, how can we use our gifts? So, one way we can consider using our spiritual gifts to help the church. Sorry, one way we can use our gifts is how we can consider using our spiritual gifts, to help use in the church. The Bible describes the church as a body. It's a body of Jesus. In fact, people in the church are encouraged to work together, just like parts of the body work together. So all the organs like our heart, our lungs, our stomach, everything works in harmony, our blood vessels, everything. Just as the parts of the body work together, we need all the parts to function as living creatures, and we need all the parts of the church to work as a congregation in order to keep the body of the church alive. It's impossible for everything to be done by just one person. It's impossible for it to just be done by the preacher or the pastor or the visiting speaker or church director or musical organiser, whoever it is. We're all parts, despite our roles, we are all part of the church, and God uses us in those roles. There are many roles that can be covered by other people as well, and God gives us all the tools and the abilities we need in order to worship and serve him. Jesus has done for us more than we can ever imagine or repay. He has given us all his life, dying in our place to give us life. That is something to be thankful for. Out of gratitude for all he has done for us, we should naturally want to give back for the blessing he provides, and we should want to contribute to his body and his church. This isn't a chore-enforced obligation. We're all part of God's family, as I've already mentioned. And when we share our gifts, and we use teamwork, and we work together to help one another, we can serve the Lord. We don't have to wait to do that. We can already be doing it in the church by honouring God with our abilities. Whether we're singing on a Sunday morning in a church service, whether that's going into Sunday school with the children and young people, whether that's welcoming people on the door and giving a kind hello and a welcoming into church, you know, all these things are important. And we can all put our gifts together and worship God with our lives. He will equip us, no matter what, he will equip us with all the things that we need in order to help and honour him. And I think, so Joyce is just going to read the verse for us.
So the Bible reading is from 1 Corinthians 12. Chapter 12, verse 12 to 14. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. So we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Amen.
Yeah, so I just hope you guys consider the gifts and the talents that you might have or that God's given you. As I say, if you're still discovering what that is, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, God can help you discover what those gifts and talents are. And please don't be afraid. Don't keep them to yourself. like put them out there for other people to see, whether that's, like I say, on a Sunday morning amongst us as a congregation, through being there to talk to someone or welcoming someone in, or maybe it's going round to someone's house, I don't know, anything. Just think of ways in which we can all work together and serve God and be the body of the church. So with that in mind, we're going to finish with our final hymn, and we've chosen to stick with tradition in a sense, and we are going to sing Wonderful Love, the correct version this time, because I know I've done it before where I've put up a completely different version with the same words and it was completely like, but we are going to sing the one that we know. We're just going to sing two verses, okay, so please join with us as we stand to sing, and Dave will play for us, and then we'll just say a quick prayer and blessing to finish. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that we can know your amazing love for us, Lord. And we just thank you that we can know your love in every day of our lives, in every aspect of our lives, and whatever we do, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of the wonderful gifts and talents that you give to every single one of us, Lord. Whether we know what these gifts are yet, Lord, or whether we're just discovering them, or maybe we are even experiencing those talents, Lord. We just want to raise up our hearts and just thank you for those gifts and talents, Lord. And we just pray that you and ask that you will help each and every one of us here this morning to find ways in which we can use those gifts and those talents to serve you, Lord. And may you just speak to our hearts and our minds now, Lord, and show us ways in which we can use those gifts for you, Lord. And we just pray a blessing upon this church, Lord, now. As we leave this morning, I just pray and hope that we can remember that the wonderful things that you've done for us, Lord, and the amazing love that you've shown, Lord. And just bless each and every one of us today as we go out this morning, Lord. And so may the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with each and every one of us today and always. Amen. Amen.